Are you ready? Hello? Hello? Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Abe.
Hello?
Mac Bundy here.
Yes, sir.
We have got a hold of, we know that Harry is back in the island. Has he called you?
No, he's back here.
Yes, they've arrived back, and we think he's at Naval Headquarters in San Juan. We're having him report in here. Do you want him to call you tonight?
Does he have Mr. G with him?
Well, we assume that he took that party with him. We don't know.
Yeah.
But he took them. He would not have gone back without that group, as we understand it.
Yeah, well, that's, I'd sleep a little easier if I knew whether he had them. You know whether he had Mr. G?
No, I don't know his exact party. I don't know that anyone down there did know.
Yeah.
We can ask, though. We'll ask the general right now if they know what the party was, and I've asked Bennett to call me back and tell me more, and I'll ask him. But,
all right. Now, Mac, can we talk a little about tomorrow?
Yep.
On the assumption that Mr. G is here, or will come in the morning. Now, J.B. wants to talk with him first, which I think is reasonable. And then J.B. Would like to accompany him for a talk with you and Cy.
Yeah.
Now, I think what you might consider doing, let's see how this sounds to you. If you come into Ramey Field, you see?
Yeah.
And then Tom might either stay there or go on across the pond to the other.
I think
place.
We'd send him across in between. It's in for Dick for him to sit around.
That's right. And if he could go on over to the other place and just...
That's right.
Not be too definite until you get in touch with him.
Yeah.
And then, if you want to meet up here, which is pretty isolated and private.
Yeah.
You could take a chopper and maybe it's the easiest thing. There's a place right here where you can land, but perhaps the best thing would be to take the chopper to Henry Barracks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in Cayé. If you could let me know, I could have a car meet you there.
But why don't we just plan on that, unless it turns out the G is not there?
Yeah. Now, and your fellow Harry would know.
Yep.
And maybe what you could do is to have someone call me when you arrive at Ramey. Right?
Call you.
Call me when you arrive.
Yeah, we'll call you from Ramey. That's the best thing to do.
And then I'll try to get J.B. and Mr. G. up here as soon as possible thereafter.
That's all right.
I think this is a much more secure arrangement because you'll then be able to look Mr. G. in the eyeballs.
That's right. I'm for that.
Okay.
Now, do you happen to know whether Mr. G. speaks any English?
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find out. Yeah, he was educated in the States.
He was.
I'm talking to Chancellor Benitez.
Yeah.
And he says he was educated in the States and he speaks English.
All right, then we currently plan to be at Ramey at 11 and we will call you then.
That'll be fine.
All right, and I will, if I can learn more from Harry, well, we'd probably better pin down whether G is on your island because otherwise it's not much of a trip.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, we'll pin that down one way or another.
But if he's not here, that creates a real problem.
What information did you have that he was coming back, but not that he had come back?
Yes, he was to come back on the same plane, and then they had difficulty, so they said, whether this is true or not, locating Harry.
Yeah.
And then I suppose they all got together, and I assume they all came back together. But we ought to find out from Harry.
Yeah. Well, we are trying our best to find Harry, and we'll know as we won't come without knowing that you have G.
All right. Do you want me to try to find Harry?
Well, we've got a duty officer down there working on it at the Naval Headquarters, which is where he's supposed to be. We know that his plane came back.
I say, well, just for your, what it may mean to you, I've had a lot of trouble with that place locating him when I had to locate him before.
What's the trouble?
Oh, just
inefficiency?
Inefficiency.
Yeah.
Not knowing where the hell he is, you know. But, so it may take some patience.
Yeah.
All right, well then, unless I hear from somebody tonight, I will assume that I'll get a call around 11 o'clock in the morning.
All right, we'll call you if there's anything wrong with that plan.
All right.
Fine, just a second.
Anything you want to say more to him?
Nothing more. That's all, then.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Goodbye.